My New Year's resolution is to raise my salary, and I achieved it 2 weeks before the year ended.
Yeah.
Let's
Every
go.
year I get closer to being that new me that we talked about, though. So, you know, if you think about it, it's progress for real, bro.
I agree with you. What's going on, internet? Welcome to episode 40 here on The Summit. This is the podcast where we share with you all the latest and greatest gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you all the time. Find it yourself. Don't forget, if you can always find us on our Discord server over at discord.gg/thesummit. This is going to be the first episode of the year. And while you're here, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform. The support really helps us reach more listeners and gain more traction for the show. Something we really, really need in this upcoming year of 2025. Bringing you for today's episode, I'm your host, your boy Ashley. And with me are my co-hosts who make all this possible. We're gonna go ahead and start the day off with High Roller because he accomplished his year resolution before the new year. So High Roller, bring us in for today's show.
Hey man, this pill's glorious, man. Raising that salary every year. Trying to do it next year too, and you know, actually hit the gym this year, so that's what I'm working with this year for next year.
The gym. Speaking of the gym, Razor, SJS, you've been in the gym this year. You going to continue those patterns in 2025?
You know, I'm thinking about it, you know, because being a lazy piece of shit is just so enticing. Like,
it is.
Have you ever, like, you know, they give me so much time off for the holiday, and I've just been sitting here being a bum, and I just forgot how, like, good it feels, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's good to feel like a bum when you work all day.
Yeah, it does. It's going away, sadly. But, you know, still in a good mood because I'm still off, and we're here at the Summit Podcast. We got nothing but good vibes here. So I'm tossing it back to you.
Always. And we're going to go ahead and keep Striker last. So we're going to bring in our next host, Rain, a.k.a. CJ. Brother, how you doing on this lovely, almost new year?
Uh-oh. Anxiety here, a.k.a. CJ. My bad. Yeah. I couldn't miss that opportunity, dog. But, you know, new year, not going to say new me. I see that's a you know, touchy subject. But we should all encourage ourselves to achieve our fitness goals this year. And you know what?
That's true.
Let's go for a six-pack, bro.
A beer?
Hell yeah.
I'm just saying.
I know Starker was going to pipe up for that one.
Hold on, I got to go get a Modelo real quick.
Give it up shit. To the viewers, man. Let's go for a six-pack here. That's it.
I can hear that boy opening the fridge. He got a fridge in his room, don't he?
And a microwave, bro.
Always prepared. And last, but definitely not least, Mr. Six-Pack himself, Striker, go ahead and speak your piece.
That's Thor for
Dirt. What's the word?
Bird?
We don't know the word.
Oh, no. Not this year, yo. Striker's the word this year. Like, that's the word y'all gonna know. That's TTV? The name y'all gonna... Yeah, apparently people see red when they see TTV, but then you gotta put them in their place and then they want to backpedal. But that's neither here nor there. But, you know, it feels good, yo. New year. Like Ray said, I ain't gonna be cliche and be like new me. Better me, for sure. You should always try to be better than the person you were yesterday.
That's a good one. I like that. All right. Okay.
You know, I'm down with that. This year around.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have a saying this year. I'm gonna just go with the flow.
I'm just living.
Yeah.
What are you living for?
I might even like skip the gym just so all the new guys can have their time to air out.
Apparently, I'm living with my mom and my grandma because the only thing they want from me is kids. So,
shit.
I can't be living for myself.
You go give him that?
Huh?
He already gave him that.
They're floating around
somewhere.
Yeah, they'll figure it out, bro. It's like a treasure hunt. Magic and a mystery.
Oh, shit. Well, we want to thank everybody for the support in 2024. We want to say Happy New Year to everybody here. This is going to be the first episode of the year. And we got some not much news coming into the year. But you know what? It's 2025. We got a lot of games coming out. It's going to be a lot of heat content this year. I can feel it. But we're going to start the day off with y'all were playing Path of Exile 2. I was peeking. I was lurking a little bit in the Discord while I was at work. How y'all feeling about Path of Exile 2? Is it a day one play? Obviously, because y'all playing it. But it's in beta, right?
Alpha?
Early access?
Early access, my bad.
Yeah, early access is probably a
different
better.
A word.
Yeah. Now that's surprising because it's on PS5, right?
Yeah.
I rarely hear about games in alpha coming out on console.
Early access.
Early access. Okay. Yeah. But when's the official access?
We do not know.
Interesting. So like how are we? Because obviously everybody's comparing it to Diablo. What's up? What's up? Somebody speak on it. What's going on?
I don't know who that was.
No, I'm saying like, I mean, how is it in comparison to
Who was like, that Diablo though? 4? I swear someone just spoke and I didn't recognize the voice. That was, did no one else hear that?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Might have been the ghost. That's cool.
That's all right.
But so POE, you can just say POE because like that's easier to say, Pat. You know, I saw you don't slip up. I got you.
Yeah.
Not in front of our audience. look, so POE 2, it's, I mean, saying it's compared to Diablo is something crazy. I can't speak too much on it because obviously I am new to both. POE came out in like what, 2013, I think, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the sequel. And I don't know how long Diablo's been a thing, to be honest, but Blizzard's been around for fucking ever, so I wouldn't doubt they've been around for a long time. But in comparison from 4, which I did play to this, so far, I'm loving the fact that I'm facing different enemies. Like, there's a lot of different enemy variety as opposed to Diablo. And just a typical, like, it's kind of like just everywhere is like what were, like, dungeons in Diablo is kind of like what every map is everywhere in PoE. It's kind of nice because it's just randomly generated. You just go out, clear enemies, find objectives and whatnot. And also the way they do skills, I really like that as well. It's not like a typical skill tree. They have skill trees, but like you can grab skills from anywhere. Mm-hmm. So it's not something where you gotta like build to like get this one skill you want to use. All you gotta get are the requirements, the dex, strength, or intelligence requirements, and you can purchase it with a skill gem, which drop in abundance. I'm sure everyone else can tell you, like, just a bunch of them. So like that really encourages trying out different things, and you can swap things around and allows you to have diversity and freedom in what the skills you can use. That's pretty dope. I like that as opposed to Diablo's just typical like basic skill tree, direct, very, what do you call them, classic, I guess, skill trees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where it's just very directed. It's also more challenging, which I really appreciate. You're not just gonna cakewalk it, or at least if you're not a PoE expert. There are some guys, I guess, who have played this for a decade or so they might be different. But and also a difference in early access is we don't have all the classes yet, which is kind of cool because you want to play it now, and a class you really want to play coming later, you got to make a new character. So you know, it's, I think the early access is kind of, we're not trying to promote it or you spend your money or nothing, so don't say Razor said that, but I think it's kind of worth it if you're into that kind of thing, in this kind of game, AARPGs, I think they call them.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, you're going to have plenty to invest in, pretty much, especially since you're not done with the game, for real. Let me see. I haven't been thinking about the game too crazy because I've been grinding it, I'm not going to lie. But
is there going to be a, like, each season, you know how like Diablo does each season?
I'm not sure. I don't know too much about the future, especially because the game's not officially out yet. I don't think we have anything like that announced, unless I'm mistaken. Anyone else know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
any level caps?
99 is apparently level cap.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So, no idea what the end game is like yet, and that's a huge chunk of what this game is like. So I can't have, you know, too definite opinion of it.
Gotcha.
But so far, I'm enjoying it.
But there is a story.
Yeah.
Pretty in depth.
See, that's the thing about being dropped into a sequel. I'm not really sure if I'm getting everything or if it's, we're chasing this thing, this monster, this creature right now. And that's pretty much like what's been going on in the grand scheme of things. But you know, you meet a lot of people and do a lot of things along the way.
You just need to see.
Yeah, we need the seed, apparently.
Oh. Yeah. Shit. How long is it going to be in early access before the access gets revoked? Or is it not that type of thing? You just play until it gets till it comes out?
Yeah.
I'd assume you do that because you paid $30 for it, right?
You own it till it comes out, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what do you get if you get the early access versus waiting until the game comes out in free? Because Hyrule, you said it's coming out free, right?
Extra in-game like currency, and I don't know.
You also got to remember that the game's not possibly going to be out for another year.
And oh, shit.
It's not going to make you reset your progress. Like, you're playing what they're going to release.
Oh, that's cool. That's considerate.
That's kind of MMO style, I guess.
Yep. Mm. Okay, Rain, what, how you feeling about it?
POE. I'm expecting that.
Two.
I mean,
there you go.
Like, I don't have a very critical standpoint of it, because, like, obviously, I haven't, like, completed the story or put more than 30 hours into it, I don't think. Hopefully not. But, like, I don't want to make the, like, a huge comparison to Diablo, but that is where a lot of people do make the comparison, I guess, because that's where their player base comes from. Like, a lot of people quit in Diablo 4 to go to that due to gripes with, you know, the way they run things on Diablo 4, I guess. But I think, I'm pretty sure the creator of this game was also on the team that created Diablo 2, which is what people were, like, they were saying this is the sequel they wanted, which is what, like, because they all hated Diablo 3 as well. But, catering to an audience, like, going in would be rough because it's an information overflow, like, face value wise. They throw a lot of shit at you without a lot of, like actual know-how, you know? You kind of got to figure it out, like, swim through it versus it being direct. But we've noticed, like, occasionally, well, that things will change. Like, originally, the first day we were playing, we were fucking lost on the map and everything, looking for objectives and things like that. But we played yesterday, and we noticed that the objectives were actually marked. So we didn't know if that was a change or if it's just a change now that we're in Act 3 or what to expect later on. Like, it's weird like that because it's not a finished product for real, you know?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And we're not looking at the patch notes, so I can't tell you if that was an update fix or if it was just base like that. Like, it's supposed to be difficult when you start off, and then as you progress, it gets easier type thing. But, the characters they have, I liked the character customization. If I would make a comparison to Diablo, you can completely customize your character, gender, everything, you know, do whatever the fuck you want with them. It's pretty set right now, and like we said before, we don't know if this is the actual, like, you know, when this game's gonna release or if their intentions are gonna be like that on release date. But character customization would be a huge loss if you ask me.
Yeah,
with the game,
you think so?
Yeah, because you don't want everybody just choosing the same fucking character model, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, everybody, every sorcerer looks exactly the same, besides the armor that you put on, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Come on, now. People play games just for character customization half the time.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like... Because, like, I feel you, but in this case, since it's top-down, you never, ever see your character. The armor's, like, the only thing you're ever going to really notice anyway.
You never see your character in Diablo, and you can at least customize a motherfucker on there.
Yeah, but I don't even remember my Diablo character looked like because of it. I just remember the armor.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
But, you know, I could be biased because I don't care too much what my character looks like sometimes for certain games. Depends.
Well, there you go.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Does the game feel finished? Even though it's obviously not. Is it polished? Well polished?
It feels smooth, like it runs well. I only had one crash since I was playing it, but other people said they've had a lot of crashes. Like, Free picked it up, probably just talked shit about it. But he said, because he played it last night and it crashed as soon as he started up and he got off. But he said he was on there today, but never told me what level he got to.
That boy sitting at the menu, just like he is in the Discord right now.
Yeah, because he was on that bitch for 4 hours, and if he's still level 4. I might have to be his ass. But I mean, what do you think, Scragger? You got the level 29 day one, right?
Damn. Mm. Do you go to work?
I told you. Up for the rest of the year.
Fair enough.
That you said that in June.
Damn.
All right. Yeah. What's your opinion on PoE 2?
That's crazy. I mean, like, much like these guys haven't really beat the game, but so far, I mean, it's pretty fun. Like, I'm getting the exact same, like, enjoyment that I did with, like, when we first started, like, Diablo.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole, like, dungeon crawling and whatnot, like the loot one. Like, it's a very expansive game. It's a lot going on. And there's that whole, like, oh, well, this game doesn't have repeat enemies and all that stuff or whatever. I mean, sure, I get it. It's nice to see, but most half the time, I'm not really paying attention to what enemies I'm fighting. Yeah. Like, I can't tell you how many enemies are in Act 1 versus how many different types there are in Act 2. I just know that there's enemies there. I think the biggest part of the whole gameplay is just how big the map is. Mm-hmm. And that's probably, like, my biggest gripe about the game is trying to get through an area, and sure, it's content, but I feel like at some point there is a point where you overdo it,
right?
It's not as,
I feel like, it's oversaturated
a bit, yeah, because like it's nice to go into areas, but like if you're leading me into a lot of areas that just lead to dead ends, you're just kind of you're fluffing up the content rather than giving me content that's meaningful. And I don't feel like that's
a lot of fluff.
Good game design in general. Other than that, like, the boss fights are pretty interesting. There was one boss that annoyed the hell out of me because I felt like he was like he tried to be like an elder or a Dark Souls boss, try to switch shit up or whatever based on phases and whatnot. But there are fun, like Razor was saying, like it does provide a challenge. It's not a basic, like you go in there and like whatever gear you have, or like you should just go in and just smack every boss up. It'll take a bit of like knowing what the fuck you're doing and understanding your build. It's not just a matter of going in there, grabbing whatever piece of gear, slapping it on and just expecting to do insane damage and whatnot. Pretty much similar to like Diablo. Something that I hope in the future for the game is that they don't try to balance numbers on like abilities until like we have a fully understanding of like what the gears do, because I feel like at this moment there's just a lot of gear and there's attributes that the gear can provide. And there's no like menu that really tells you, well, I don't think there is, I haven't looked at the character sheets, but there's no number that tells you, all right, you're doing this much cold damage or you're doing this much elemental damage, I should say. So I think they did like encapsulate the whole elemental damage or whatever type of damage you're doing into like a keyword, and then they'll just add tack on to that based off a multiplier or a debuff, and that'll be either the damage, the rate that you're doing that damage, or how fast you'll cast an ability slash spell for that ability to do that damage. So there's a lot of ways. It's very dynamic to play the game, but it's, and this is probably just me just being new to Path of Exile, or POE. It's hard to really understand exactly what you're doing, and looking at that that skill tree, it's definitely overwhelming at a first glance. Like, you look at that shit and zoom out, it'll probably be the first mistake you'll ever do in that game.
Damn,
because you're gonna see that shit and be like, God damn. But like when you really like look at, zoom in and close in and like kind of look at it and actually get to a certain point in the game where you get to your like class specialization, you'll realize, okay, I understand the tree now. This is kind of like where I gotta head towards fully getting the build that I want, or how to play the game. I won't say how the devs intended, but play the game how it's probably supposed to be played.
Yeah.
That's not to say that you can't deviate from the path. You can start as a sorcerer and end up with a bunch of fucking barbarian shit. Mm-hmm. The game allows you to do that. So that's pretty cool and interesting, and probably something that'd be worthwhile to just try out just because. But to replay the whole game to do that, I don't know if I would have the energy to do so, because it's not like something like Black Myth Wukong where it's like it was fun to kind of like have all your shit and then go through the whole story and just wail on these bosses to just get your revenge and whatnot. Like, if you got to start from scratch from the story and build up and whatnot, I can see it kind of being annoying, and probably not worth replaying it. But if they do have it to like something like Diablo 4, where after you beat the story once, you can skip that and just go straight to endgame and just worry about leveling up your character and getting the build you want, I feel like that definitely makes the replayability more worthwhile. Once again, this is just me kind of talking, not finishing the game yet. So there's still more to see and whatnot, and I didn't want to look up videos and whatnot to see if you can or not. I'd rather experience it for myself. But based off of what I experienced, I don't think I'd hate the game. I don't think I can say that it's better than Diablo 4. Diablo 4, I feel like, was definitely worth it, and I did enjoy the game. Diablo 4 right now, in its current state, that's a whole different conversation, though, right? Because there's a lot that's changed that's going on, and we've even had a whole DLC drop for Diablo 4, and I have not finished it yet. But PoE2, yeah, it's just pretty fun. I'd definitely say it's worth the 30. What is it, 30 or 40 bucks?
30.
I'd say it's worth it. Razor says spend your money on it, so.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like even if, obviously, people wait till it's free, I think that's a lot of content. From what y'all are describing, it's a lot of content to be put out there for free. Honestly, I'm actually surprised that it's releasing for free, in my opinion. Harold, you said you haven't played it yet, right? You plan on it?
Hell no.
Probably not.
Wait, what's the players on here? Is it six players?
You can play up to six for multiplayer. Ooh, and it's a co-op.
Diablo's 4, right?
Yeah. 3. Is it 4? I thought it was 3.
I think it's 4.
Oh, okay.
That's nice to have 6. like we said, we don't have
feel
much.
It. You feel the difference between the 4, like the 6. Like, I feel like in Diablo, like...
But it's harder too, right?
The enemies have more health, and I feel like they do deal more damage. Because, like, in Diablo 4, when we had 4 players... It wasn't too bad. Like, you were kind of still running through. The only thing that was a problem was Uber Lilith. But other than that, like, Diablo 4 with 4 players was kind of like a cakewalk. You were just destroying everything. This one, the more you have, the harder it is. We were in fucking Act 1 that. At the end, and it was damn near impossible. We thought. Like
that. I mean, no, that's good that they have it like that. Just because scaling kind of... I remember with... what game was that? Ronin. Well, the scaling was just off. Like, the more players you had, the easier it was. Which is okay if you're trying to, I guess, if you're in a farming game, but something like that was taking the difficulty out. I feel like it's better to have games more difficult.
Y'all skip bosses that whooped my ass once or twice, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. Skipped whole game mechanics.
Well, I'm hearing Elden Ring's going to be like that too. Nightreign. Obviously, the more players we have, the harder it's going to be. Did they have a release date that came out or not? Over the weeks?
I don't think they did.
That might be like
a lot of companies didn't release or give a date.
They're waiting on GTA, I'm telling you.
They don't want to compete.
GTA gonna drop December release date. They won't be like November. just before cutoff for game of the year.
We're gonna get eight hot ass games in 1 month. I'm like, fuck, I ain't had time to play it. I don't know. I've had to have a biased vote. let's see. Like I said, we didn't have much news. We got some Assassin's Creed news, and we got some lists over for 2025. But I guess I'll just go over some Assassin's Creed news, because they announced Assassin's Creed Jade. It's gonna be a mobile game. Nothing really to get too hyped for, but I'm going to go over it. Anyway, it's going to be on iOS and Google Play Store. Assassin's Creed Jade is a mobile game set in ancient China during the Qin Dynasty around 215 BCE. the setting story, the game takes place in an open world environment in ancient China, focusing on the Great Wall and other iconic locations from that period. It features the core Assassin's Creed mechanics, including parkour, stealth assassinations, and combat adapted from mobile devices. So it's probably not going to be optimized. It's probably going to be garbage. That's just my take. Assuming from the ports they tried to put on, I think, what was it? Assassin's Creed Mirage is on iOS, at least for iOS. It's garbage. It's not even ported correctly. But, you know, hey, teach their own. It's going to be powered by high-end mobile technology. The game aims to offer console-level graphics and an expansive world to explore. Now, that statement is kind of funny, actually. Console-level graphics. I mean, from the screenshots I'm seeing, I mean, I don't even know if they're screenshots. There's definitely artwork on it. I don't even think I have a link. They have an official site for it that I'm looking at right now, but it's... And there's no official release date yet. It just says 2025. But let me stop seeing screenshots. The pictures look good. This is not in-game footage, so I have very low expectations for this game, but I do hope it performs well. Hey, maybe, you know, we'll get like a little upset, whatever. But the Assassin's Creed Jade is being developed in collaboration with Tencent. I have no idea what that is. It's leveraging expertise in mobile gaming. So look out for Assassin's Creed Jade. Now, we also did get an announcement way back. This is kind of a leak, but then it got confirmed. Assassin's Creed Code Hex, which is an upcoming installment in the Assassin's Creed series. So this one is going to be after Shadows. And this one's going to be set in the 16th century during the witch trials, during the, I guess, the Roman Empire era or whatever. And it's anticipated to be one of the darkest entries in the franchise. Now, there's no official release date on that yet, but it's, I think the time frame was 2026, 2027, late 2026 into 2027. So it's just a few years away. But like we said in the podcast about a couple weeks ago, I guess, Ubisoft is, this is going to be I think their first entry with the whole, I forgot what it was even called. It was like, if y'all remember, do y'all remember when the fuck I was talking about with Assassin's Creed? It was like, they're having their own hub, whatever, the hub, the Assassin's Creed hub. This is going to be like the first entry into like the Assassin's Creed hub. I guess Ubisoft is trying to basically have a hub. Just a quick synopsis. They're trying to have a hub that connects all the Assassin's Creed storylines and the decisions that you make in previous games and so on and so on, and everything's kind of gonna mesh into one network, if that makes sense. It doesn't, because the idea is stupid, but enough negativity. Y'all got anything to say about that? Are y'all excited for any of those that I just announced? We're still a little iffy on Shadows has been underwater lately as well, so
first and determine if it's good.
You still holding on to hope?
I'm still holding on to hope for Shadows, because I like the theme and I like the direction of its anticipated story. But again, Ubisoft has been very disappointing this year. So I don't know. I'm hoping it's good. I'm hoping it does well. But at the same time, it got pushed back, which is a good thing. If they actually fixed the things that they were worried about. But if they didn't, and we get this game in a month and a half, and it's, you know, disappointing, I think they're going to be under even more hot water, because this was kind of one of the most anticipated games of 2024. Then it got pushed to 2025. So it's like, I don't know. If this one flops, I think they're fucked. But probably not. I mean, people are going to buy Assassin's Creed games regardless. But still, I think
all iconic name.
It is. I mean, but my opinion's kind of because I've only played one. Rain has played most of them. So, Rain, how you feeling about it?
About Shadows?
Shadows or the upcoming projects? Don't matter.
I'm just waiting for it to drop, man. I ain't got no more feelings. They pushed it back.
That's fair. That's fair. Anybody else?
No, probably not even buying it.
Well, you don't play AAA games.
I play some AAA games. Y'all mentioned Diablo 4. I played that for 2 weeks.
No.
What level you reach?
15.
Nah, not even.
15 is crazy.
I played with y'all on the hardcore. I made it to like 70.
On hardcore?
You ain't making it 70 in hardcore, bro. Stop fucking lying.
Somewhere around there.
I lost my first character around 40, and my second character, when we were all restarted, only made it like, she's like 60-something. Then I stopped.
Exactly.
I just know it was somewhere between 50 to 70, so I just said 70. The higher
It wasn't no hardcore mode.
Yeah, it was.
Who'd you play with?
Striker.
Just Striker?
Is he still alive? Can you check?
No, I'm not still alive. I died. I said that was the highest I made it. I didn't say that nigga was still alive.
You can check what level he made it. You know? Fact check yourself. You can go see what level he made it.
They ain't gonna let it go, bro. They ain't gonna let it go.
They want me to install the game to go find this shit?
Yeah, they'll do it for you.
You lying.
That nigga IT, bro. He's gonna say, let me remote in.
You see, Striker wasn't trying to cop out for you, right? You asked for a friend. He was, hell
no. It was somewhere around there. I know I was above 50.
I was about to say, no, he sure did play that shit for about a good look at him, look at him.
Now he want to stand on it. Now that nigga ain't going to install it. Fuck, man.
I wasn't going to install it.
He dropped the tension by 20. We out here.
You know what? That nigga lied. He died at level 13 and he ain't getting back on that motherfucker.
Because you said 2 weeks, High Roller, and I know, yeah. I've never seen you put extensive hours into the Diablo, so yeah. I don't know how far you got in 2 weeks.
When it first came out.
No, because when it first came out, I was playing it. And you, yeah, we played with Sasuke. We showed him play with you. So I don't know who was you, and Striker was with us. So I don't know who was you playing with, bro.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Where Dean, man?
Hey, man, let's get back to the news.
All right.
Let's get back to the news. Leave our own alone.
Yeah, that boy lit a fire under his ass. Hey, but no, okay. Yeah, so like we said, there's not much to say right now. We do got the just a brief synopsis of the upcoming games of 2025. It's gonna be just in case y'all forgot or y'all didn't pay attention to the Game Awards, or you know, y'all don't pay attention to something, y'all rely on us. We got GTA 6, of course, we got Death Stranding 2, we have Mafia the Old Country, one I'm really looking forward to. We have Elden Ring Night Rain, Borderlands 4, Ghost of Yotai, Last Records Bloom and Rage,
First Try.
Fable, Dying Light, I know, right? Dying Light, The Beast, Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra, Light Nightmares 3, Assassin's Creed Shadows, Monster Hunter Wilds, Doom the Dark Ages, The Outer Worlds 2, Split Fiction, Crimson Desert, Metroid Prime 4, The Wolf Among Us 2, Civilization 6, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, Avowed, Pokemon Legends, Z to A, that's so fucking stupid. And Splitgate 2.
You just offered that one out of everyone. God damn.
Stupid.
Little so correction, fucking, though.
No. Oh, my God. Okay, you said go ahead,
light.
Sorry.
You said Light Nightmares 3. It's Little Nightmares 3.
Oh, thank damn. You. Thank you for the correction.
Yeah, because Little Nightmares is pretty dope.
Let me get on to Pokemon real quick, because I was watching some podcasts, right? And this dude came on the podcast and he was a loser. I ain't even gonna front. But he was no, listen, this is what all Pokemon players seem like to me. Because look, he had this app, and Striker probably knows what the fuck the app is. The app was called like Pokemon Sleep or something, and you get like a score. Yeah, exactly. He knows what it is. Look at him. Look at that laugh. And so I'm listening to this shit, and of course, it's your typical. Like, imagine you're at a game con, right? And you got this big, stinky motherfucker. That's exactly what it looks like, right? And he's talking about, like, he's like, yeah, like, I, he puts like $60 into this app too. And I'm like, on what? And he's like, oh, the berries for a Snorlax or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck is this dude talking about? Like, go get a bitch. You're right. And he's like, well, the reason why I want to, you know, keep track of my score and it's important for me to get sleep is because Pikachu will be unhappy if I don't. And I'm like, what the fuck are we talking about, bro? I'm like, so the dude asked him, he's like, that's the reason why you want to pay attention to your sleep, because you'll make Pikachu unhappy if you don't get enough sleep. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, and I get enough berries for my Snorlax. And I'm like, what? I'm like, this is a 35-year-old dude. I'm like, bro. I'm like, Striker, please.
Don't go. What's wrong with y'all, nigga, Striker?
Hey, hold on. Don't say please y'all. Not everyone's like this, bro.
Have you used that app? You laugh.
Hey.
Yeah, have you used that app?
I heard about it. I ain't gonna lie. I was thinking about it. Look at him.
Hey, absolutely. Hey,
here, let me ask you this. When you met B. Quinny, did you thought he was weird?
Yes.
Damn. God, Lee, could you at least think about it? Like, shit.
No. Immediately.
Been on my mind.
Immediately.
Yeah, Lee. Nah, not everyone's like that, yo. Not everyone's like that.
I don't know. It's quite a bit of y'all like that. It's quite a bit. It's a common trend. Bro, it's like this obsession over Pokemon. Like, I get it. Be passionate about it. Be, like, cool. But, bro, disappointing Pikachu, bro, that shit not... What are we talking about, man?
You got to give people reasons.
And it's not a bad thing. I wasn't trying to, you know, shit on him. Just
like, he dodged around the question. Have you used the app, Striker?
No.
Yeah.
No. Have you thought about using that?
You used to use
it. I have. I thought about downloading it, but like I don't even like wearing my watch when I sleep, so I don't use the Apple like sleep features and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But it sounded like a pretty solid idea. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, it's working. Gives people they're making a money.
Reason. Exactly. Like, it gives people another reason to download another Pokemon product, and it gives them a reason to probably be better. I mean, just like a Pokemon Go and how successful it was. And people are just like, yeah, it's so good because it's actually got us out. That's the biggest line you'll hear about Pokemon Go.
Bro,
like,
right?
It got them out.
People started cheating.
People was outside for 2 days, and then they realized, oh, wow, we can cheat on this.
Nah, like, bro, wow, there was this fucking kid. So I used to teach at a camp. ID Tech. High Roller knows what that is. And he probably encountered one of these kids, too. But, like, there's these kids that fucking travel all over the world. Like, their parents will take them all over the world to catch region-locked Pokemons.
Damn, right? That's privilege.
I mean, they were some rich ass kids, but I ain't meet nobody like that.
What the hell?
Oh shit! I guess I only had him in my class. This kid had every fucking
Pokemon Go.
You just let them kids lie to you, bro. They was hacking before you knew hacking was real.
No, yo, they gave me a $200 gift card. I know they weren't lying.
Oh man, they flexed on you.
Like, yeah, it's all right. They can do it again.
Okay. Out of all the games on this list, at least, there's plenty more, but out of all these mainstream games, okay, we know Striker's choice. If you had to pick one to play and you can't play the rest, what y'all gonna play? Razor, go ahead.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Ask it again. What? I wasn't listening.
If you can pick on the list we just went over, if you had to pick one game to play out of all, no, let's do two. We'll do two. If you had to pick two games to play for the year, and you cannot play the rest, which two is it going to be?
Split Fiction and Kingdom Come 2.
Why does that not surprise me? Why does that not surprise me? Okay.
No, it's not, why? Not why? Because, they, not because they're not.
Well, one of them's an indie. Yeah, that. Exactly. Yes. But you know what? You're entitled to that, and it's not a bad choice. So I ain't need tripping. Razor.
I mean, this is tough, bro. Because like,
hey, it's not meant to be.
I feel like GTA 6 automatically got to get a spot.
Oh yeah, definitely get a spot.
That's just not coming.
It's got longevity. Bro, yeah. Assuming it is coming out.
Whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So can we do one with, one without, or? I'm gonna do GCA honorable mention. I don't want to give it the spot for real. I don't know why I'm
talking
about He's cheating, bro. You're cheating,
that
bro.
That shit ain't coming out next year.
It is, bro. All right, We're assuming it's coming out.
It's too late, bro. I ain't picking it up. Damn. For a whole year, two games, bro? I'm gonna be bored. I'm leaning towards Go See Yo Tai for one spot, and maybe Borderlands 4 for the other.
It's not a bad pick. Rain, what you got?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna go with...
You know that nigga picked the Borderlands.
Yeah,
he
is.
That man
was so happy.
He said, I only need one. That shit in unison.
Just go ahead and give us your number two, bro.
That nigga's stupid. You know what? Now I gotta switch it up, bro. You see, I got me fucked up. Never let them know your name's smooth. I'm gonna go with Night Rain.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh my god, Crimson Desert.
Okay, so you ain't gonna play Borderlands for all year.
Nice.
Hey, he's probably.
Yeah, if I had to only choose two games, I would have to give Borderlands 4 up, bro. You know why?
Why?
Because my boy Sean just told me he gonna play it, and I'm gonna just tune into all his live streams.
Oh shit! That's smart. Gonna live, yes sir.
Yes sir.
Striker, what's your second game?
Split Fiction for sure.
Okay.
Damn, what's his first game?
Pokemon.
Oh my gosh.
Is that even coming out on PC? Is that a mobile game? Ain't it a mobile game?
Switch.
Pokemon Legends.
Oh, Switch. Pokemon Legends. When the last time you touched your Switch?
I got a Switch and that shit's dusted. I ain't turned that shit on in a year.
I was on my Switch the other day.
What was you playing on your Switch?
The DLC to fucking Violet.
Bro, Pokemon? You're buying Pokemon Legends?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You giving more money to them niggas?
To give you the same game?
It's not the same game, though.
They literally,
it's not the same game.
They made, well, bro, the name Z to A, bro.
They gave you some special Pokemon to the list.
The Pokemon Legends arc or series is a different from, like, the main line of Pokemon, because you're going way back into past and one.
That shit so better, like, than Power Worlds? Mm.
So Pokemon Legends is just completely...
We got him.
Yeah, that nigga, his Weave Nation card.
They really just, and they be, I feel like they got to be lazy with the names, because, like, didn't they do an A to Z? Isn't that a thing?
Nah.
They got every color, every letter, every gem. It's insane, man. There's no originality. They ran out of ideas. Z to A. Really?
How are they still selling y'all content after all this time? What's new?
Nothing.
Do they, like, come out with, like, one or two new creatures every year, and then you just recollect them plus all the old ones?
Nah, the Legends is all the prehistoric versions of the Pokemon that are in the modern times.
Hey, tell me what's different from this Pokemon game.
Pokemon, but with Jurassic skins.
Exactly.
So what's different from this Pokemon game and Pokemon Red and Blue that I played on my Game Boy?
You don't have as many balls in this and Red and Blue as you do in this one.
Oh, so you got more balls.
That's huge. That's crazy. He might have it. My God.
It's not top down. It's going to be open world. They are saying that this one is actually going to be online co-op.
So Power.
Our world is going to be small as hell on the Switch.
So they jacking Power World, huh? Okay.
It's basically going to be Power Worlds with terrible graphics.
Because it's on a Switch. It's running on a Switch. That's insane. You know the graphics.
It's going to be on the Switch 2 release.
I was
going to be ass, too.
That's ass.
I looked at the specs. Power
World putting a patent on open world Pokemon. Not going to lie.
I would support it, too.
Pokemon, y'all niggas can't have open world.
Facts.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be fucking great. my games, I'm going for GTA 6 and Ghost of Yotat.
Triple A sheet.
It was between that or Mafia, honestly. But I'm going to have to go with Ghost of Yotat.
We disrespecting Assassin's Creed Shadows. Like, that would really be on my list for real. But
because I'd be sad if I had to play that for a year and it was ass.
But I don't think it... Well, never mind. You don't like Assassin's Creed games. Like I said, I know
I like Assassin's Creed games.
Listen, I know what I'm gonna get. All
right, never heard this nigga say nothing positive about Ubisoft and their games.
No, I don't like
all Ubisoft. Year.
I like Assassin's Creed. Valhalla. It just keeps crashing on my fucking PC.
Collector's
edition.
Because you know what it is, you play for $17.99 a month.
Oh my god,
he ain't buy power.
Gotta plug him.
He pre-built, talking about because he pre-built it. Should have been lazy, nigga. Just let me instruct you.
I was gonna play PoE tonight, but New Year, I'm playing Star Wars Outlaws, man. Fuck these. Oh my god, bro.
That's how you want to start your year.
Oh my god, bro. That's how you want to start it off like that? That's bad juju.
You know what?
That's just how he kind of ended.
He starts off playing Outlaws. It can only go up from there.
That's smart thinking.
I get it.
That's genius.
I see the vision.
This big
or
brain
just
moves.
Ending the year. Well, never mind. All right, fair enough.
Hey, man. Big dubs over here.
2025, me and Striker, we're finally going to complete Valheim.
Hey, how about y'all play a AAA game?
How about you play an indie?
I played, bro.
I played one round of zombies.
Outlaw, what's it called? Lockdown Protocol. I played that. How many hours I got now? I got five hours in lockdown. 5 hours in lockdown right now. I played
Hey, audience, we just want to let you know he was on the toilet for 3 of those hours.
The finals.
The finals? Yeah, I guess it's not.
That's AAA. That's by Riot.
That's not AAA, is it?
That was by Riot.
Is it by Riot? No, it's not. Fact check that. No, it's not.
I bet me and Stock could play more AAA games than you've played indie.
No, because I've played Supermarket together. Lockdown Protocol. I have. Look at it.
You downloaded it, but you was never on it.
I got 26 minute play time. I'll play with y'all that next week.
Oh, God, he did not play with
this
us.
This nigga said 26 minutes.
People like, we can go back to play. Playing when it comes to AAA games, though. Because y'all be touching them for like an hour, and then that's like, in my vision, that's not enough for trying a AAA game, you know?
It's not. Y'all nitpicking. Because the indie, an indie only got about an hour of content in it. And you know what? I'm only.
And you didn't even beat that.
That's how them niggas beat them indies and then get them refunds, ain't it? They
speed running.
Hey, that's crazy. No. Hey, to all our audience.
Hey, wait, hold on.
Indie devs that be listening, we don't do that. We don't do that. We play your games.
The game that I played the most this year was AAA. That shit was made by Valve. Counter-Strike.
PS2.
Oh, wow. That don't fucking count.
There you go.
This nigga's playing Pictionary, and he calling it a game.
If I go download Microsoft Solitaire, then that shit's AAA.
Oh, man.
No, hell no, it's not.
You'll be finishing AAA games, though.
And, bro, the finals is not by Riot. It's by Embark Studios, you goof. I see that. Where the fuck you get that from?
Oh, who the parent company?
What about Blade Point? Naraka Blade Point?
I played that. That's a double A. I think that's a double A.
Nitty's making their way.
One of their first, like, full console games to make it mobile,
Black Myth Wukong is not a AAA studio. Game Science?
It's not.
Damn, no wonder it was so good.
You
Damn.
Ain't beat it.
You ain't even beat it.
Damn. Damn.
Hey, look, I earned my Erlang defeat.
I got lost looking for the boss on chapter 2. And I was
nigga? That's not even the most confusing chapter. Chapter 4 is where you get lost.
Nigga, I wouldn't know. I stopped
nigga chapter 2. Nigga said it was so good and got to chapter 2.
Oh, yeah, it was good, but you know.
I'm further in BG3 than you.
Niggas get spanked and don't know how to react.
BG3 is not a AAA company. They just got AAA money.
Larian's not a AAA studio.
See? So I'm putting more time in the indies than you. Look at that. Well, it's not an indie, but you know. Non-AAA. What else is non-AAA? I play. Yes, yeah, about it. I don't play too many
non-AAA. Spider-Man 2.
Oh, Spider-Man 2 is coming to PC.
Hell yeah.
We're buying that shit.
Yeah, I guess we go back off the keyboard.
I kind of need to rebuy that shit for it to do the same thing.
God of War came to PC too. God of War Ragnarok finally came to PC, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna buy both them bitches, ain't you, Striker?
I already got God of War.
Ragnarok?
Yeah. Striker probably won a God of War remake already.
How did it have you like this, bro? It's
hey, man. If fucking shitty Last of Us was able to get a remaster, why the fuck can't God of War? That's what I'm going to say, all right? Yeah.
What did we trigger? What triggered that?
Don't worry. No one PlayStation is coming, so, you know.
Did you think twice about buying it? Have you touched it on PC?
Nope. Don't matter. It's just got to be there.
Y'all depend the fuck out of indies, but throw some AAA your money like that is crazy.
Hold on, there's a few AAAs on this list I'm gonna be playing next year.
What?
Like what?
GTA 6, Elden Ring. That's Bandai, ain't it? Fable. Play some of that. Probably won't finish it, but I'm gonna play it.
At least he's honest.
He knows himself.
You go play Monster Hunters?
Fuck no, fuck Monster Hunter. That shit's ass. I'm a play Avowed. That shit's the fuck is the name of that company again? Obsidian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Obsidian.
I ain't keep counting. I think I named about three.
Is that the same people that made that fucking
You're not playing Crimson Desert?
That's just not is that AAA? No, I was naming AAA companies. I'm playing it.
It is AAA, isn't it? It's made by Oh no, it's not. It's not AAA company.
You ain't gonna play Borderlands 4?
Fuck no.
Damn.
Borderlands is 2K, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's Gearbox. It's 2K is a publisher.
Wait, but no, didn't 2K get bought? No, wait, no, no.
2K is a publisher.
Oh, wait, I got a question. Is Claptrap still alive?
Yes.
Probably.
Won't be playing Borderlands 4.
There's no need. No, yeah, don't even worry about it, man.
You know what I mean, we don't want your ill-gotten opinions over there.
He installing it.
Because, you know, you can't really have, you know, you got to get the whole story of the Borderlands before you really decide to bash it, you know what I mean?
I can use ChatGPT.
Yeah, but it's probably going to tell you Claptrap's like a lovable character and you're dumb as fuck. So how would you feel if it said that to you?
I'd immediately close that shit and not trust it no more.
I'm not saying I've asked ChatGPT this question, but you should.
Hey, ChatGPT, do you like Claptrap?
He's the greatest AI ever. What?
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Okay, so we talked about the games, the most anticipated games of our choice. Now, we got a lot of movies coming out. What are y'all most anticipated movies of the year? Y'all can say however many. One to ten. I don't give a fuck. I know Stryker, he waiting on that Minecraft to come out.
That Animal Friends. That shit's going to be a movie of the year.
Man.
What? Animal what?
Animal Friends.
Oh my god. You always got the worst takes.
What do you...
I've been trying to think, Starker, sometimes. Should you be wanting to see... Your son don't be asking for this. You'd be forcing him. It'd be a good idea to see these little-ass movies.
He ain't gonna be watching this movie.
Oh, it's like, I just assumed it was
like, Dad, I don't want to go see that. Like, shut up, little nigga. We're going to see this.
I would have to see The Legend of the Karate Kid, right?
Oh, that is dropping. But Jaden isn't in it.
Interesting. I think you say the Jurassic Park.
I think he is. I think they're trying to keep that on the logo.
You think so? I see a bunch of white people on the cover.
The live action How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one. I'm excited for Captain America Brave New World. I am.
Yeah. I was going to skip over the Marvel thing because I didn't want us to get bashed. But yeah, I'm excited for that.
Oh, shit. Wait a second. They dropping another Saw title?
And Den of Thieves.
11.
Den of Thieves, yeah. Den of Thieves drops like in what, 4 days, 5 days? There's a week, within a week.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. Oh, Michael, his biopic's coming out.
September 26th. Yeah, and, I don't really care about that. I mean, it's cool.
Avatar 3 is coming out. I'm not excited for that, but.
Oh, Avatar, Fire, and Ash, whatever the fuck
Fire and Ash. I know what you're talking about, too. Oh, and Jurassic World Rebirth.
Talking about the blue people?
Yeah, blue people.
Yeah, he's talking about blue people that comes out.
I still ain't seen the first one or the second one.
You ain't seen the first one? Golly.
What about Thunderbolts? Are you looking forward to that? Because that's talking about Marvel. You know?
I mean, I'm going to see it. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm going to go see it. I don't know. It may be okay. I'm not excited. I'm not like overly excited for it. I'm not even excited for it. I'm just like, it's Marvel. I like the Thunderbolts. I might go see it.
Or I might wait for it. January 29th, 2025, Disney Plus is going to bring you Spider-Man, the new animated Spider-Man. I think it's an animated series or a movie. But
talking about this again. Nobody responded to that ad, nigga. None of that.
There's a new Predator coming out.
Damn, just skipped over my problem.
Badlands.
That's crazy.
Happy Gilmore, too.
Oh, hey, Avatar Disney. The Last Airbender movie's coming out.
That's what I was talking about. Fire and Ash. That's what I, you know, because both of those are coming out next year.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, it got pushed to 2026. Damn.
What?
Yeah, they push it. Aang, The Last Airbender. It's going to be a movie about his adult life. They push it to next 2026. Damn.
28 years later.
January 30th, 2026.
Yeah, they
got to
keep the
thing. Y'all boys not excited for Superman?
Oh yeah, no, that was next. I was about to say.
I forgot about that.
Hell no, that shit could flop.
Huh?
Nigga, do you hate every superhero that ain't Spider-Man?
He does.
He hates DC.
No, not really.
Well, it's James Gunn, and I trust James Gunn's projects, and he has a grudge against Marvel right now, so I'm fucking with it. I hope it succeeds, and I like how he's just putting all the heroes in it. He's like, fuck Zootopia, it, y'all know the worst story. Yeah, I'm gonna go see that.
See that? He gonna see that high roller. You gonna watch it?
Zootopia?
Zootopia 2.
Hell no, I ain't seen the first one.
Did you see How to Train Your Dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
That was interesting that they're gonna do a live action.
It is interesting.
Did not expect that.
Oh, the Black Phone 2.
I saw the first one, How to Train Your Dragon.
The Black Phone 2's coming out. Oh shit. They know that's coming out.
The Last Conjuring is interesting.
Got a lot of good movies coming out. The Last Conjuring, there's another Conjuring coming out?
There is.
Oh, wow. Five Nights at Freddy's. The Accountant 2. The Accountant 2? What the hell? Mm-hmm. Damn.
Getting risen with the tism.
Final Destination movie. Bloodlines. About to put some more fear into people's hearts. Have y'all watched the Final Destination series?
Yet?
No.
That shit is crazy.
Hey, oh, I can't think of it. I don't think I have.
That shit scared me when I was a kid.
Do you
stepping outside? That could be it.
Do y'all stay behind a semi truck with logs, or do you speed around them?
I do a little bit of both. It just depends on how I'm feeling.
That's crazy, bro.
I speed around them. I want to be on the side of them or behind them. Can't see shit. And them niggas love just getting over when they're ready to. Them niggas don't sometimes look at their mirror.
I be trying to read the tag that's on the back of the log.
And yeah, that's what you do it? On the log? Not even the truck. The fuck? Wait, so, what? Binoculars?
Nah. Just get close enough and you can see it.
That's crazy. Yeah, you got.
Look, I'm telling y'all. This article says movies that can make $1 billion. And you know what made number 10? Minecraft. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah,
Minecraft is going to make money. It's going to be so ass. Their cats?
But it looks bad, cats? Right? Because Steve looks bad.
It looks terrible.
Right?
Okay. It looks terrible. That's but true, it's Jack Black, old ass as Steve. Like,
yeah. Think about how many kids there are in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the kids were already complaining about it. Like, they bombing good. That bitch. How niggas
damn,
bombed
the kids? Over the
dudes. Really? Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Nah, they made a Roblox movie.
Oh, they better not mess it up.
Bro, they make a Roblox movie. That shit's gonna make hella money. These kids is addicted to that shit.
That shit got
my little brother in a headlock.
Each ticket gives you Robux.
Currency after that shit.
But look, number 10 is Minecraft. Number 9 is Jurassic World. 8 is Snow White. Snow White's gonna movie. Oh, God.
I'm not surprised. Did you see who's playing Snow White?
Who is it? Is a
is that her name starts with a Z? Is that her?
No, Zegler?
Something like that, yeah. Is that her?
Yeah. Rachel Zegler.
Rachel Zegler, yeah. Oh, who is that?
And the Evil Queen is played by the bitch from Fast and the Furious.
Rachel Zegler. Oh, is she from the Hunger Games? I know she's
that root.
Weren't they like, wasn't the Snow White movie under fire for like how they were changing shit up?
Yeah, because she's not white, and then the dwarves aren't naked.
Yeah, people would trip about that, I guess. Seven is How to Train Your Dragon. There's
like a whole little like a midget section, I guess. Like they got a group that gets employed for those type of roles, and they were taken away from them. So they were
under really?
A lawsuit. Yeah, they were suing Disney over the whole thing.
They like, this is our right.
Yeah.
It's what we've been waiting on. We are the dwarfs.
We don't want to be portrayed by your agenda, because they mixed up the dwarfs, like interracial, gay, blah, 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 blah.
Huh? But
that's what was going on with them. And then the Snow White's also, obviously, you know, mixed. It,
Disney wonders why people hate them. How to Train Your Dragon 7. 6 is Thunderbolts. Really? They think Thunderbolts is going to make a billion? That's interesting.
Because it's supposed to be like rated like R.
Ooh. You know what? Because who's into Thunderbolts? Is it, what's the name's dad?
All anti-villains, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they're all anti-heroes or some shit, but I think it's Black Widow's dad, and I think his Black Bucky. Widow's dad is in it. Bucky's in it? Sebastian? Oh, shit. Yeah, he is. Bucky Barnes, Red Guardian, Ghost, and U.S. Agent Wyatt Russell, Taskmaster. Yeah. All the anti-heroes, I guess, are in Thunderbolts. Yeah, shit, if it's rated R, that'd be cool. Superman. Yeah, that's going to make a billion for sure. Fantastic Four, First Steps.
You think Superman's going to make a billion?
Hell nah.
I think it'll come close.
Hell nah.
I think it'll come close. I think because I think it'll have very good reviews when it first drops, and it'll entice more people to go see it. And I think over the course of the year, it'll make a billion.
I got 80 mil at most. What was the last DC movie that got over 700?
I think Batman, right? Batman made. Didn't Batman make a billion?
Did it?
I think so. Okay. Let me see. Let me look at the box office. I could be wrong, but I know that was very. That was the last successful DC movie. So let me look at it. It made. No. Oh, it made 772 million worldwide. So it didn't break a billion. Yep. It almost hit 800.
Okay.
The last DC movie. Mm-hmm. Let me see. That's a good question.
Is this following that though, or did they wash everything? Like the James Gunn come.
It's a different universe. Should be a different universe. Aquaman was the last DC
movie. The first one.
At a time when the DC was struggling beneath, Aquaman smashed it out of the park at the first and only movie in DC's now defunct cinematic franchise to rake in more than one. Oh wow, DC.
Was that the first one? Or
yeah, the first one.
Oh, okay. Damn.
I didn't even know that. Interesting. The last DC movie to make a billion, though, was The Joker. Okay, so the first one was Aquaman. The last one was Joker.
Yeah. Aquaman 2 would have had success if they took out What's-Her-Face.
Amber Heard?
Oh. Yeah. People were boycotting that movie because they didn't take her scenes out.
And Joker was the first R-rated superhero movie to achieve $1 billion gross. So, damn, Deadpool didn't even do that? Interesting. Well, that's just happens when you make a good movie.
It's a shame, considering the sequel.
Right.
Right.
And what's in number four? Fantastic Four, First Steps. Is that a... The First Steps will finally mark the debut of Marvel's first family in the MCU, 6 years after Disney bought 20th Century Fox. Okay, so this is the one with... What's his name? Pedro Pascal, right? It's Reed. But is that for sure? We haven't even seen a trailer for that, right? It says release date in July. Yeah, there's no even pictures for that. I'm not even sure that's dropping this year. There's no way that's going to be on time. And Wicked is set to release next year. I think that's what Ariana Grande, ain't it?
That shit's already out.
Oh, no, there's a new one. Wicked for Good is Poison.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a new one coming out.
Man, already?
Damn.
Make fast. They knew that was an agenda.
By next November, too? Yeah, it's Wicked just dropped, didn't it?
Yeah. Like last month?
Literally last month, yeah. Yeah, the second one's coming out literally almost exactly a year later.
This is going to wind up, my boy.
That's insane. And then Captain America, Brave New World, which I think... A black Captain America? I don't think he's going to make a billion. I don't think it's gonna make it. Maybe with Red Hulk. That's probably why they threw Red Hulk in here. I don't know. I'm excited for it. I don't know if the people still hating on the boy Sam yet. And it's funny because everybody loved Sam until he became Captain America, which I thought was really funny. Because I like him as Captain America, but you know, I'm just a speck on this earth. And then Avatar: Fire and Ash. People expect it to break the 2 billion mark. Of course. I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't. People are obsessed with the blue people for some reason. What, they got like, what, 6 more movies left after this shit? How much more blue people do we need?
No more.
How much blue people can we get?
That's the real question.
That's the question. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah. Did y'all see the news about Meta creating AI accounts?
Mm-mm.
All right. So basically, there was an article that came out. I got a little link down there for y'all. But it says Meta confirms they plan to add tons of AI generated users to Instagram and Facebook. They will have bios, profile pics, and can share content. And then if you like scroll through the links some more, like apparently they already have like over 100,000 accounts that have already been established like this, but they've been like private. They've kept most of them private.
And then you like bots.
Yeah, literal bots. And but they post content and they respond, and like even some of the pictures, they look like real humans, but they're not, obviously. Exactly. And people have been like expressing more on this dead internet theory. And apparently, like, the dead internet theory is an online conspiracy theory that asserts, due to a coordinated and intentional effort, the internet now consists mainly of bot activity and automatically generated content manipulated by algorithm curation to control the population and minimize organic human activity. So a lot of that's been popping up, like dead internet theory. And with Meta announcing this, which I thought was weird. I'm like, why the fuck do we need just fake accounts, oversaturated platforms with fake accounts that are pushing out content? So that's going to be something interesting to look into. But apparently it's already been happening, but now they're expressing that they're going to like push forward with this like massively and really produce a lot of AI accounts. And they said, "We expect these AIs to actually over time exist on our platforms, kind of in the same way that accounts do. And they think this and other AI products they are rolling out will help attract and retain a younger audience." So I don't know. All that seemed like very fucking crazy to me when I was reading that. I'm like, what the fuck? And what are we actually coming to? You know? So how are y'all feeling about something?
I feel that's terrible.
Wild. I feel it. I'm agreeing with you.
That shit's gonna, they're gonna lose control of that shit. It's gonna be all over the place like these annoying ass boxes now.
Nah, you telling me we didn't learn from the fact that some kid killed himself over some fake chat GPT bot or whatever? I'm talking about like,
oh, he fell in love with?
Yeah, you heard about that one, huh?
Dude. Well, I mean, we've seen Mark Zuckerberg apologize to parents with like children that were like affected by like all the bullying and all this like AI shit. He didn't give a fuck. Like, that boy trying to make money. Like all these CEOs, so it's just weird. Like, why? What is this about, dude? It's kind of crazy, if you ask me. But I don't know. I thought that was interesting to share, because that's just crazy to do. Like, why would you want your social media platform to be so saturated with fake accounts? And like this dude on Facebook, his name's Brian. He's an AI. And one of his posts was, "Combining my two passions, my grandkids and sewing. I love creating something with my own hands and seeing the joy on my grandkids' faces when they wear something I made just for them. It's a connection to the past, a way to pass down traditions and love." And there's a picture of him sewing. But it's like, he's not fucking real. Like, what grandkids?
A picture of him sewing?
Yeah, it's a picture of him sewing. Like, dead ass. It's a picture of, like, if you check the link in the general chat I just dropped, like, look at that whole thread. That shit's insane. And he has 14,000 followers, bro.
Like, honestly, if you think about it, like, it's a really, like, for a platform, a social platform, it makes sense to them. That's shit that they can control. They know those numbers, but we don't. We don't know how many accounts are created. We just know it's a lot. They know the exact numbers. So if they can control how many people or how many of these bot accounts interact with other people and it brings in more people, that just makes them more money for their platform. That makes them look better and be like, yeah, we can bring in this amount of people and whatnot. So now you're looking at other companies trying to partner with them and whatnot so that they can advertise through these bot accounts. It's just an infinite amount of money for them.
Yeah, but then it gets really crazy when you start thinking about like agendas that can be pushed and just the social interaction and habit you create just from, I mean, we see, like, let's take for instance like election years, right? When people argue about political things, because that really gets people passionate. Now take a fake dude that looks completely real, like this dude. If I didn't read this post, I would think this is a real fucking person. I'm not gonna lie. This is very well created. I would think this is a real fucking dude. It looks like a human. It's kind of scary. But you take accounts like these and you start giving them voices and then having people interact, and then you actually interact with the people. It's like, what the fuck? And then you know how humans are. Like, you see people with a mass following, they think they're celebrities. And so they're going to automatically take their side and then this, that, and third. And it just seems a lot. I see what you're saying, though. Like, obviously, they know the numbers, but it's still kind of,
as the consumers, like, we should for sure be worried. Like, at that point, like, we're no longer safe.
I don't think we are. I didn't expect something but like this.
Greed brings, you know, when there's greed, they have no limits. Greed has no limits, I should say.
This is true. This is true. But yeah, like, it's I don't know. It's fucking weird, man. It's fucking weird. But that's all we had in the notes for real. Y'all got anything y'all want to get off y'all chests before we close out?
Hey, did you watch Sonic from Mufasa?
I didn't watch Sonic yet, but I want to watch it. I hear it's good.
You watch Mufasa?
No, I just found out it was out. But I didn't have interest in Mufasa. I liked The Lion King, and then I was like, okay, that's enough for me. I'm cool. I didn't really care about Mufasa. What, Blue Ivy's in it, right? Or some shit like that?
Beyonce's daughter? Yeah.
Yeah. It made $37 million at the weekend?
Yeah, apparently it made quite a bit of money. I'm surprised.
Oh, it's going toe-to-toe with Sonic right now.
Okay. I'm actually pretty shocked it's doing that well. I wouldn't watch both. I saw Sonic 3 twice, but I'll hold that conversation for the next week. There's a lot to kind of discuss, especially with Mufasa. Mufasa, there's a lot that...
Really?
I feel like they try to do more like with the culture, and it was...
Did you see it?
I did.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It was a bit annoying, but I guess I can see where they came from, but it just wasn't true to the story.
Makes me kind of want to see it. Because I liked The Lion King. I liked the live-action Lion King. Is it good, though? Mufasa, is it
good? I don't think it was. Okay. I think it definitely could have been better.
Interesting. Well, I see that Sonic 3 and Mufasa are brawling over the number one spot right now. But Sonic 3, was that good? You saw it twice.
Phenomenal. So. Holy hell, that movie was amazing.
Was Shadow, his character, pretty nice? Keanu
Reeves. For anyone going to watch Sonic 3, it has two post-credits scenes.
Nice. I don't think I saw the second one. Do you need to see the second one or the first one? I don't even remember the first one, but do you need to see him to watch Sonic 3? I guess not. I know Sonic.
Sort of, like... If you want to understand where Knuckles kind of fit in all this, then sure.
And you know, I just found out Knuckles is not a hedgehog. So
what the fuck?
Yeah.
I know. I had a whole conversation with Razor. You were there, right?
I didn't know that Knuckles was there. I remember you saying I didn't know that like the Echidna was a real animal. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that's right. And then somebody was like, that's Knuckles. And I'm like, oh, shit. So, God. And then, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
Rand, I see you over there playing Outlaws.
Yeah. Game of the year.
Okay. All right. If you made it this far into this week's episode, all we ask that you spread the love by sharing the podcast with a friend. While you're at it, drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform because it really, 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 really helps us reach more listeners. And as always, I want to thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you next week.
Peace. How do I drop a 5-star?
Oh, I'm not answering this again. You did that to me.